Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I think impeachment is totally wrong.
He must be impeached.
This marks now the sixth year that they've been going after President Trump and his family.
Let's bring up a vote to expel Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley from the Senate.
CNN can finally take that COVID death ticker off the screen. There's no reason for it now.
Come on, give me a break, man.
Give me a break, boy. I'm going to start adopting that. Come on, man. Give me a break.
Got to work on your Joe Biden impersonation.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. I'm sure I might get one here at some point, but I don't know.
Something we'll to practice over the weekend.
Just stutter a lot, stumble a little bit, and then work on your man.
Threaten
on,
to
man.
Beat somebody up.
Come on, man.
Or give Corn a... Pop's a bad dude.
That one I might really be able was. To pull off. That one I think I can do. Hey, glad everybody's back with us. If you're just tuning in this morning, we're going to be talking to Nick Schroer coming up, the state representative, the bottom of the hour. He's been working hard to try to get some common sense back in how we treat small businesses in Missouri, along with the state senator Andrew Koenig and Bill Igel and a bunch of others, Bob Onder down in Jeff City. So we're going to talk to him at about 8:35 about all of that. But in the meantime, a lot has happened the last couple of days. We need the calming presence of one J.J. Carafano.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome to
the jungle. Jim, I think I just promoted you to president. How are you?
I really appreciated that. Hey, you interrupted me right in the middle of trying to sign up for the COVID vaccine.
I'm sorry. We don't want to do that. Yeah.
That's okay.
There's going to be plenty of it, according to Joe. So, you know, we're going to give it to everybody now.
Not an issue. What's going on?
No. Oh, man. Just trying to keep up with it all, Jim. That's what? It's like drinking from a fire hose with the 29 different executive orders we've had in the last 24 hours.
So, you know, I think we talked about this before because, you know, I served on the President Trump's transition team, and You know, after 9/11, they changed the law. You know, campaigns were very reluctant to set up transition teams because it seemed very presumptive and everything else. And a lot of that was just kind of done kind of undercover and stuff. And they said, well, you know, people need to be ready to govern on day one. So they set up this law so the government basically set up facilities and stuff so you could do a transition team beforehand. A lot of people get that wrong. You know, particularly the Biden people, they were ridiculous saying, oh, the Trump people aren't talking to us and blah, blah, blah. That's not what transition teams are for. Transition teams aren't for you to negotiate or with the incoming administration. They basically allow you to set up an infrastructure so you can start doing what you want on day one. And one of the consequences of that is we've gone from the 100 days, the legislative agenda kind of being the hallmark, you know, setting the agenda, to really day one, because everybody's following really Obama's lead, in a sense, putting out a bunch of executive orders on day one to show, well, we're in charge here. Trump did that. Biden did that. But what's interesting about Biden is the contradiction between his inaugural address, where he said, I want to be president for all Americans, and the first raft of executive orders, which many of them are really designed to show I'm delivering on all the leftist agenda items that I want. It's not about being president for all Americans. So right off the bat, we've got kind of a discontinuity here.
Well, so I wonder how it affects foreign policy. I've heard something today about a restart with Russia, a restart with Iran, and some sort of kerfuffle over Israel. What happened there?
Well, the Israel thing is, you know, Trump changed the name of the U.S. ambassador to Israel, say, look, he's the ambassador to Israel, and the territories of West Bank and Gaza are not separate countries, so you don't list them as ambassadors. And what Biden said, no, we're going to call them the ambassador to Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. Well, Gaza is run by Hamas, which is actually a terrorist organization that's listed by the United States government as a terrorist organization. So what the Biden team basically did is say, is we have an ambassador to terrorists. It's like having an ambassador to Al-Qaeda.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then people said, well, you know, maybe that's not the best message to send, since Hamas is not a legal representative government anywhere in the world. And so the Biden team said, OK, well, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing we ever did.
Well, you know, I also saw, Jim, and I don't have 40 minutes to get into it this morning, but that the new ambassador to Israel is already talking about the two-state solution.
Well, look, I mean, the problem with this is the Palestinian people get a vote, the Israeli people get a vote, and I think one of the things that the Trump team got right is this is only going to get resolved between Palestinians and Israelis. And what Trump did was focus on the bigger picture of getting the region right first. I mean, I think the mistake that the people at Obama and Biden and the whole is they think that we have to solve the Palestinian-Israeli issue, and that's the key to everything else. And it's exactly backwards. And Trump kind of proved that. It's disappointing to see people going back to the old formula of starting with the end rather than starting with the things you can work on.
Well, I hope that maybe the United Arab Emirates deal and some of the other accords that were reached will kind of drive that. Maybe it'll drive that point home. Maybe not. But I think they kind of like the direction things were going over there in the Arab world. Maybe they put a little pressure on the Palestinians. Maybe.
Or put pressure on the U.S. government. I mean, I think we were on the right course. Normalization between the Arabs and Israel really was the key, I think, to creating conditions in which you could have a deal with the Palestinians and also dealing with Iran. And, you know, coming out of the box, I mean, the Biden team just turned everything on its head. It's placating Iran, you know, kowtowing the Palestinians. You know, it's like fire prevention week. And the first thing you do is hold a party for the arsonists.
Well, and of course, he also hacked off our number one geopolitical ally, Justin Trudeau. Don't forget
that. Yeah, I mean, that was incredibly disappointing about, you know, again, I think, you know, much like the executive orders, the rhetoric is, you know, I've always said, right, rhetoric and action, those are the two things. And if they're not, they don't go together, then it doesn't make sense. And so, you know, I'm going to work with allies. And then the first thing he does is he robs jobs and energy, you know, independence from one of our key allies. That completely contradicting the message that, well, I'm so much nicer than Trump.
That's okay. We're getting used to it already, aren't we? Not. Jim, listen, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for helping us kick off Friday on the right foot.
Hey, thanks for Friday. It's my favorite day of the week. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jim Carafano, at JJ Carafano there on the Twitter, heritage.org. Good to get a good dose of common sense. We need plenty of that these days. What say you? 314-241-9797. State Rep Nick Schroer coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Governor Greg Abbott at the headquarters for the Texas Department of Public Safety, where we had a roundtable discussion with law enforcement officials from across the entire state of Texas, where we're focusing on legislation to make sure that we fully fund police in Texas. We will defund any city that tries to defund police.
Ah, the great state of Texas. Bless them down there in the great state of Texas. Governor Abbott, fantastic. I tell you, see, I need stories like this. Can I just tell you that? I don't know about you. I'm just trying to be as honest as I can here. I have struggled this week to find a silver lining in all that's happened and the inauguration of a new administration that's going to do things on a daily basis just to target what I believe in. And I found myself searching for these nuggets of hope from around the country. One place I see them is the great state of Texas. So just as a reminder, if you watch the Facebook feed this morning, you see the t-shirt I'm wearing, Back the Blue. We're always going to back the blue here. And in the city of Austin, which is, I don't know, 20 square miles surrounded by reality in the center of Texas, it's a hotbed for liberal activism in that state. They voted to cut almost 35% of the department's budget last August to defund the police, $150 million. And you know that garbage is going to, they're going to be emboldened now that they've got people in the White House who are completely pulling Biden's strings and who completely want to continue to defund the police to satisfy the radical element of the Democratic Party. I mean, they smashed the windows of the Democratic headquarters out in Portland the other night. Because they're not just satisfied that Joe Biden is president. In their words, not mine, they want revenge. So you can bet they're going to try to do that with some sort of a nationwide effort to restrict police grants. The same thing they screamed about when the Trump administration said, listen, if you don't follow immigration laws, we're going to withhold some of your funding. Well, you can't do that. Just because you disagree that we're a sanctuary state, you can't withhold our funding. The very thing they were opposed to then, they're going to try to do now. So what you heard there was the Texas governor yesterday. He met with some of the members of the legislature in Texas, and they just said, if any of this comes up this session, we have the governorship and we have both houses in the legislature, we will we'll freeze property taxes for cities that try to cut police budgets and potentially propose a state takeover of the Austin Police Department. That's what he's talking about. So we'll be keeping an eye on those things here in Missouri too, because you know, in St. Louis County, they've dabbled with the police budget. They haven't tried to make those cuts yet, but you can kind of see it coming if people like Lisa Clancy remain in charge. By the way, I think they had to have an answer into the court by today in St. Louis County. The members of council who are being sued by their own sitting attorney, who apparently represents some of the council members, but not all of them, and is suing on behalf of three of them against the four that claim leadership vote wasn't taken properly. So maybe by next week, that's part of the stories we're covering here, is trying to figure out what St. Louis County Council looks like going forward. In the city, it's a crapshoot. In the city, they're so desperate for cash right now. Not only will they try to cut law enforcement at several levels to try to find extra money for all the other stuff, they might legalize prostitution. I had somebody clearly misunderstood our conversation we had about this earlier in the show by suggesting that I was somehow in favor of that. I was not. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I see some of the arguments there about how it might cut down on.
Well, this person was saying, do you want your family members to go into prostitution? My support of legalizing prostitution is for public health and safety, not because I want my mom to work the street corner.
It has nothing to do with it, but encouraging people to make it a choice.
So no, sir, we do not want our loved ones to get into that line of work. But
and not speaking for mom, but I would imagine she supports your move.
I don't think she's into it. I have no indication. But you know what? If she wants to, I want her to be able to do it safely and legally.
Hey, we will check in with our friend Nick Schroer when we come back. Stick around.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, glad you're back with us on this 22nd day of January. Wow. You know, a lot going on this week nationally. We're trying to, you can hear my dog barking in the background.
She's excited.
Here.
Sorry.
Good morning, Ellie.
She's excited. And we're trying to keep focus on what's important and what's going on. Nothing more important than what's happening right here in St. Louis County, in St. Louis City, where we continue to shut down restaurants and small businesses. It's maddening. Fortunately, we've got some state legislators who are doing their best to keep their ear to the ground and send us some help. Nick Schroer is one of them, our state representative from out in St. Charles County and a friend of the show. Nick, great to have you on again, buddy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you guys for having me on. I you know, agree adamantly that this is probably one of the most important issues, and I'm just happy that you guys are taking the time to highlight it.
Hey, you know, we got Ben Brown on here in the last hour. I know you have I don't know who's ringing my doorbell. I apologize. But you have you've invited him to a hearing again next week where you're going to include people like the St. Louis Health Director, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we reached out to Ben, other business owners. I sent out a letter earlier this week to Sam Page, county executive in St. Louis County, asking him to appear before the committee. Hopefully he will. Our office has not heard from him yet. But when we sent that out, I believe it was Monday, I came across a letter from the health department director in the city of St. Louis, Dr. Eccles, including in this letter that he was shutting them down, shutting two businesses down for at least a year. The more I dug into it, I thought this was an injustice. And in the words of the late, great Martin Luther King Jr., injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I think that it's time that we as legislators look at the power that these little fiefdoms have, these political subdivisions, and rein it back when they are overstepping their bounds. Look, we're talking about business owners that have put their life, the blood, sweat, and tears into businesses, becoming job creators, allowing people, and I know Ben Brown hit the nail on the head, a lot of these businesses that are staying open aren't making money right now. They're just doing it to allow these the young men and women to continue to put food on the table for their families. And that's why we need some answers. We need some answers from director, or County Executive Sam Page, Health Director Eccles. And I'm hoping that we get that next Tuesday at 4:30 PM.
Thank you for doing that. I mean, you know, one thing I wanted to have Ben on this morning was to find out what is the quickest way to address this disaster. You know, we felt a sense of hopelessness. We hoped Sam Page was going to get defeated in the primary. That didn't happen. We prayed he was going to get defeated in the general election. That didn't happen. He's got a bunch of sycophants running county council who just gave him a free rein to do whatever he wants. The governor has stuck to his guns that he thinks this is a local control issue, which leaves it in the hands of you guys at the legislature to step in and fix this, or hopefully this effort by Tim Fitch and Mark Harder and Rita Days to try to regain control of the legislative responsibilities of county council.
You know, that's exactly it. And, you know, I do applaud the governor at sticking to his guns, even though I don't necessarily agree with it. That's his policies, his principles, and he stuck to it. And that's all you can really ask is consistency with our elected officials. Now, I will tell you that with the 10th Amendment of our U.S. Constitution, the federal government is delegated certain powers. The states are delegated other powers. Now, political subdivisions are not. They're not mentioned in the Constitution. It's the authority of the state of Missouri to dole out those powers. And when they overstep, when they break their constitutional authority that we've given them, it is our authority as the state representatives, the senators in the state of Missouri, to reel that power back. And that's exactly what I hope we are going to do here. There's a lot of men and women that are hurting. You know, we've got a pandemic that, you know, has frightened a lot of people, kept a lot of people at home. Now you have these tyrants, and I'll just go ahead and say it, these tyrants running government and these local political subdivisions that are shutting businesses down with their unlawful acts. And, you know, whether it's the city of St. Louis or St. Louis County, I have seen no scientific evidence that what they are doing is actually helping. Contrary to that, I'm seeing national headlines that doing these types of shutdowns is actually harming, doing more harm to society and more harm to the economy, the well-being of the people in the states where this is occurring. You've got Governor Cuomo even admitting it. Now it's time for Director Eccles and Sam Page to admit the same.
Is Fred Eccles required to answer your call?
Well, there's nothing really in state law, and that's why I'm trying to just reach out, professional courtesy, ask him to turn over some documents. We've asked for documentation, which has led to this decision. I know some people have indicated that there's some stories, whether it's KMOV, that have shared videos, Instagram photos of people and patrons not wearing masks. But the most that I see are owners that have complied with the law to the best of their ability. Their staff has complied to the best of their ability. So he doesn't necessarily have to appear, but if he doesn't, if he's not going to do this in a professional, mature manner, then we will use the power of the committee to obtain the documents and obtain his testimony in any way that we can.
Good. We need that. We need that. And by the way, the story just dropped this morning on the Post that the health department has now ordered 7 establishments to close this week.
Wow.
The largest crackdown on city business during the pandemic and one that generated anger from owners and patrons on Thursday. He ordered 30-day closures for G&W Meat, Bavarian Sausage in Tower Grove Park, Three Kings Bar and Grill in Hyde Park, the Midwestern restaurant, D.B. Cooper Safe House in the cities of Princeton Heights neighborhood, and a couple of others, including the Wheelhouse, which we've already talked about.
Right.
So they need the help, and I'm glad that you guys are working on that and a bunch of other stuff down there, including doing what we can, because we see it coming, Nick. You and I have been talking about it leading up to the election, how important this was, how important state legislature's role is in protecting these states for our Second Amendment rights. I know that's something that a lot of the folks, the conservative legislators in Jeff City, are paying a close eye on right now.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, has come up year after year. But before I jump into that, you know, it is a shame. I've actually seen that in the city of St. Louis, a lot of these complaints of non-mask compliance, non-compliance with these orders, a lot of these complaints are occurring, whether it's at City Hall or the big box stores like Walmart's, Walgreens, and Home Depot. But I haven't seen a single one of those being shut down, only the mom and pop shops. But going back to the Second Amendment Preservation Act, that's something that we passed in the years past. It hasn't quite gotten to the governor's desk in the time that I've been up there, but it really hasn't been a pressing concern. Now it is. Now we have somebody like Joe Biden indicating that Beto O'Rourke is going to be his gun czar, who's indicated on the campaign stage with Joe Biden that, hell yes, we're coming after your guns. Hell yes, we're coming after your AR-15s, and we're going to shut down the gun manufacturers. So what the Second Amendment Preservation Act would do is say, you can try all you want. You're not going to use our resources here in the state of Missouri, whether it's our police officers putting their lives at risk to pass and enforce these unconstitutional acts of stripping law-abiding citizens of their Second Amendment rights. I'm hoping we can get a hearing on that as soon as possible, maybe as early as next week.
I think it's, you know, something people need to be aware of. It's unlike, I've seen some fake reporting on it, that you're going to somehow block federal agents from enforcing laws. That's got nothing to do with this. What it's saying is state law enforcement is not going to participate.
Right. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, good. I think that is encouraging. You know, I admitted this a minute ago, and knowing you as well as I do, Nick Schroer, I know that you feel the same way I do. I've been struggling to look for that silver lining in the last couple of days, because most of what I believe in is being turned on its ear through executive orders and the other legislation that we know is coming down from the new Senate and the new House, and obviously the Biden administration. And we have to do what we can. I was encouraged to see that a couple of state senators up in Pennsylvania have already introduced legislation to overturn state law up there that would allow mass mail-in balloting unfettered. That's just one great example of state legislators taking the bull by the horns.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're going to have to do if we're going to combat this regime that's coming in that we know is a socialist regime. And I'm not just making this up. Go to Joe Biden's website and you can look at his plan, whether it's for gun control, redistribution of wealth. We're seeing what he's doing to the energy sector. Our energy rates are going to go sky high. Our gasoline rates are already going sky high. But I think the most important thing that we can do as state officials is take back that power per the 10th Amendment, stand up to what is turning into a tyrannical form of government, overturning everything that we believe in. And this is a, you know, I know you guys said it earlier, this is a president who said he's going to be for everyone. Well, as long as you believe what he believes. So I think that's the most important thing, is that our elected officials, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution. We took an oath to advocate for the people in our districts and our states. I'm just trying to do that, and I hope a lot of people in the state of Missouri and across the nation would do the same.
I believe that they will, and we appreciate you helping lead the way up there, buddy. We'll have you on again soon, all right?
Yeah, thank you all. God bless. Have a good weekend.
You bet. State Representative Nick Schroer, have a great weekend, and you're a good patriot. We're going to need those these days. Hey, 314-241-9797. What say you? We'll get to your phone calls coming up.
Well, I think there will be things we disagree on. That's how America works. But hopefully there are things that we can come together on you know, even the pandemic response, it's so important that we build herd immunity as soon as we can. While I am not for giving a $1,400 stimulus check for anything, I'd be willing to sign off on a stimulus check of $1,400 for people who take the vaccine. And I hope the administration will look at that option, because we actually buy something with our $1,400, and that's herd immunity.
Wow. What do you think about that? That is a Republican. His name is Steve Stivers from the state of Ohio, who's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Biden's pushing for another $1,400 stimulus check. Mm-hmm. Most of mine will be going directly to the Rain St. Louis West, just so you know. But I've never agreed with the $1,400 stimulus check to people who are working.
But does this change your mind at all? I mean, like, looking
Not
for some
all.
Sort of parameter to give people $1,400, maybe this is a good kind of middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Like carrot stick? I mean,
yeah.
I think you can have legitimate concerns about this vaccine and not be singled out and punished for not taking it. I guess that's my initial reaction.
You're not punished. You just wouldn't get the $1,400.
Well, you're being punished.
Your
neighbor decides to get it. They get $1,400. For however legitimate your reason is for not wanting to get it, and if it's offered to me, I'll take it. I'll just tell you that. You get punished if you choose not to. I don't know if I agree with that.
I guess I just don't see it as a punishment, but, you know.
Yeah, or you trust the science and your elected officials, and they believe in it so wholeheartedly that they're willing to reward you for doing it, a public service.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can see both arguments.
I would say that you're talking about giving more money to everyone, and you're not going to go to the trouble to get it to the people who need it the most, the people that have been targeted at these restaurants because they can't go to work because their local government won't let them open for no good reason. Maybe make it, if you're going to do it that way, make it a kicker. Okay, you're going to get the $1,400, but if you can prove to us that you got the shot, you get $1,600. I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I just hate to see it held like a carrot on a stick.
I mean, the idea is to incentivize it.
Right.
Even if you take the idea of wanting or not wanting another stimulus out of it, say the $1,400 is off the table, do you think that it would be advantageous or acceptable for the government to say, if you get this COVID vaccine, we'll give you $200? Are you still disadvantaging other people? Like, is there any number that you think an incentive is worth it?
I just don't know if, for people who have concerns about it, like, for example, women of childbearing years who could certainly use the money, I'm sure, aren't going to be able to get it if they've decided that because we're not sure what happens during the development of your fetus with this vaccine because we haven't had enough time to test it, you don't get your check.
Yeah, I mean, I've expressed those concerns on a personal level, but I've also spoken with Dr. Tobler, who delivers babies for a living, and he said, look, that's not real. That concern
right.
is actually not real. So don't not get this vaccine because of it.
And this is just like, I mean, this is a brief article. I don't think we have all of the information about what that would look like mm-hmm. if he presented like $1,400 for people who get it. Like, there could be some sort of like rider or caveat that, like, if you have a health reason or something, that you would still be eligible for
a stimulus
if you were eligible under whatever the parameters were before this went into effect.
I'm not sure the $1,400 is coming anyway, because I heard this morning that Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski have already announced that they think the $960 billion we just handed out was probably enough, and they're not sure they're on board. Remember, the Democrats control the Senate, but they still need 60 votes unless that mm-hmm. somehow rule gets changed to get this to a final vote. So I don't know that this is even coming to begin with. Maybe some smaller version of it mm-hmm. might be coming out here at some point.
Well, and like, this is all just in theory. Like, this guy...
Just an idea.
It's an idea
yeah,
that this guy
idea.
Threw out. They can't figure out how to target these things anyway. They can't figure out how to track the numbers. They can't they can't get their ducks in a row on anything. So the likelihood that they're going to be able to acknowledge that you got a vaccine and then deposit money in your bank account seems pretty – it just seems
yeah.
pretty low.
Yeah.
If they know that I got a vaccine, they can track that somehow. That's probably more information than most people want them to have to begin with.
Well, they're going to know that if they, in theory, if you get the vaccine, because you have to give them your health information, right? Not like this vaccine has a tracker in it. That's just not true. But
no, I'm sure that
they put, the CDC is keeping tabs on that. They keep tabs on a lot of things, which is a separate issue. But it just doesn't seem like anywhere in government is able to communicate enough to do something like this to make it like you get
trust me
this.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Yeah, we've heard that this before.
This is why you don't want them in charge of a single payer healthcare system. Plain and simple. And if we have
an
to
argument
get back
against
to that again
it.
Already mm-hmm. I know it's true, very true. Hey folks, listen, it's the weekend. Try to relax, enjoy yourself. I'm going to try to do that and just take a deep breath, and we'll go back at it starting on Monday morning and talk about those are issues that are important to all of us and you know what we do to move forward and to get our point of view represented fairly up in D.C. I'm struggling like the rest of you. Trust me when I tell you that. That's for sure. Have a great weekend. Kilmeade is up next. He's going to have the latest for you on what's happening in D.C. today. Of course, Annie Fry in here noon to 3. We will see you Monday morning at 5 a.m. Ladies, have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.